For just a couple minutes here, I'm going to talk to you. Most times on Sunday morning, the time to read the scripture and to preach. Some days you preach, some days you're kind of talking and you're tying in things. I got to tell you a little bit about my weekend. I had the most fun this weekend I've had in a long, long time. I went and attended my 40th high school reunion. Those of you that look shocked that I went to high school, don't look so shocked. And Friday night we had to get together at about 7 o'clock over in the Kingstown area. Yesterday morning about 10 o'clock I was able to go and to visit the school, and I believe I've not stepped inside of the school for 40 years. Wow, what a difference. What wonderful things they have done. They've rebuilt, they've improved. I told the folks there that I doubt if I could have made it out of eighth grade there, and that's bad because they don't start teaching until ninth grade over here at the school. So you go by and you see the television studio that is in there. You see the auditorium where I sang in before. I saw the old choir room back there. I went into the gymnasium where many a gym class had taken, over in the ladies' gymnasium where we had the sock hops. If you don't know what a sock hop is, don't ask. You're too young. You don't need to know.
It's the auxiliary gym.
Oh, excuse me. It's the auxiliary gym now, not the ladies' gym. Walked out on the football field there with that artificial turf and just how beautiful it was, and saw the ball fields. So many things that brought back such great memories. And then last night I had the opportunity to go over to sit with good friends and to just to spend hour after hour talking and reminiscing over such good times. People would come up to me and they would mention, a gentleman came up to me and Mr. Spee says, "Charlie, remember the class that we took in electronics that Mr. Fisher taught?" And I'm sitting there and just, wow, I had things that were spoken to me this weekend that I had not even thought of in 40 years. And what a wonderful time it was. And I was amazed about how things had changed. We looked slightly different. Slightly different than we did 40 years ago. Last night, Miss Geedy had a reunion. Last night, Bobby had a reunion over there. And when I was speaking to them, they were all just bubbling about the wonderful memories and the times that were shared together. And I had the opportunity to go, I don't know if it's a 5-year or 10-year reunion, and you know how that's kind of difficult because everybody's still kind of, well, what job are you doing? You got a job, everybody's kind of competing, you know, that kind of, you know, come on, be honest about it, how those things work. At this time of the age, after 40 years, you just have to be kicking it around. You're happy to be there. No more competition. You're simply content to be with friends. And I was thinking about this, and I had been studying this week about what to speak upon today. And I would go back to the scripture that you've all heard. It's found over in the book of Philippians, over in the 4th chapter. I'm going to start to read in the 8th verse of that chapter, and these are things that you're instructed to by the Apostle Paul to meditate upon. "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you've learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you." In the 10th verse, "But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did not care, but you lacked opportunity." The 11th, "Now that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content." whatever state that I am, to be content. I know how to be abased. I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing under the reading of your word today. No matter what state that I find myself in, there I am content. What does that word content mean? No competition, no unrest. It doesn't matter my circumstances. It doesn't matter what I am going through. It doesn't matter the challenges that I face. I have found within my heart to be content. What a strong scripture to share. But then the question always is, well, how do I find this contentment? How can I be where my life is not so up and down emotionally with every win, every trial, every tribulation that comes along? I want to try to find this contentment. So if you want to find out how you got here, you got to go back to where you came from. Chapter starts. Chapter 4, verse 2. I implore Judah and I implore Sinche to be of the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. There were two women fighting in the church. You look surprised. Usually we have at least two women fighting in church, and both of them are fighting with me. We're going to put the little snack over here. We're going to put the coffee over there. We're going to put this. We're going to change this over here. And I do, with all my wisdom and all my training and all my leading of God's Holy Spirit, I say, I don't know. Y'all started it. Y'all do it. I don't know what the fuss was about. I don't know what the disagreement was, but I'm amazed that the Apostle Paul, he took a disagreement and he used that to go in this wonderful dissertation about the good things to meditate upon. And here, when you look back and you study this, that phrase that he uses here about being of the same mind in the Lord, that phrase translates into harmony. He's talking about being in harmony. He does not expect you to always sing in unison. Now, we did that little song this morning kind of as an example, because there's some notes we sing in unison, but then hopefully, and as long as Terry doesn't sing my note, we will sing in harmony. He did a pretty good job on most of the notes. But it is simply when you're able to do things in harmony. We don't all sing the same note at the same time. I have to sing my note, which hopefully is a third less than the note that Matt's singing. And Terry's down there, a fifth below. If you're on a team, you don't all play the same position. I started to call Craig last night. I know he would be in mourning after that lead was blown by the Kansas City Royals. But that's okay. They're going to come back tonight. Right, Craig? And I'm amazed. I'm amazed when I hear from the announcers, when I'm watching the World Series, about how a well-rounded team the Royals are this year. Everybody says, well, they got on a roll. The guy says, no, they got a good, well-rounded team. They got pitching. They got hitting. You got speed on the base pass. You got speed in the outfield out there. And they are working together as a team, the different pieces in harmony. Religions get in trouble when they try to make you all think the same. You look at these things that you hear on the news. You look at all these sad stories. You hear about the unrest. You know everything is going on across the sea. The challenges we face with ISIL. All these things. Why? Because they want those people to think exactly the way they do. You're not made like that. We are all made different. You might not be handsome like Joe Klein or Bill Butts. You may not have the talent of a Bob Mumford, and brother, trust me, when Bob Mumford, anybody you sing with, you make them sound good. Wait a minute, let me think about that a second. Sound better? Yeah, something like that. I walk next to the library. Let me see if I can remember this. There's a sign in the library. And across the top of the sign it says, "Tell me and I will forget. Teach me and I may remember. But involve me and I will understand." Each one of you are involved in what God wants to do in your life and in the life of those around you. I believe that last night I was going in just such wonderful memories and how such beautiful things and how it flowed. And I thought about how memories are made.
I'm going to show you and tell you how memories are made. Jane and John. Jane, if you'll kind of slide out for a second here, Jane. We want these two to come on down. Jane, if you'll help Miss Jane to come on down to the front here. For how many years now? Slide these over the middle. Slide these over the middle. Come on down. Miss Debbie Cupcake, would you come on up front? Help her on down there. Help her on down there. She's doing good. She's doing good. Jane, you look wonderful today.
Thank you, dear.
Okay, she's all right. She's
watch
all right.
Them brakes, Jane.
I am for sure, Bob.
Now, come on, folks, and have a seat.
Well, thank you, honey.
Good. These two folks are precious. They are getting ready to move down to sunny South Carolina with family. They, you know that old show, This Is Your Life? If we started that, we would be here quite a long time, Jane, would we not?
Yes, we would.
Yes, we would be here quite a while.
Yes, we would.
But these folks are just been precious to us. So.
Same here.
We're going to be, and we're going to let them chat in just a moment here, but what we're going to do, that means not right now, no. Okay, you're doing good over here. These folks have been so precious to us, and they just meant so much, and John has been helped us out on the financial here for years at the church, done, and Jane is just...
Not much.
She is... She has lightened, Jane has lightened every heart, I believe, that she has ever come into contact with. Well, and Jane has a favorite song. So, we've asked Miss Debbie if she will sing that song for us this morning. This is going to take you back a few years, the little thing, as time goes by.
Oh, I love that.
For the two of you. You must remember this.
A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. Lovers woo, they still say I love you, on that you can rely. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Love songs never out of date, hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate, that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes.
I'd be there, and on a Wednesday night, I'd be preaching, and we were saying something, and I'd say, well, you know, some of the fellows are just a little, there might be a little hard-headed, and I'd look back, and here's Jane reaching over and pointing at John. During the times of the prayer request, sometimes sermon, I'd hear Jane back here just giving her own little commentary and going along during the service. And trust me, friends, I have loved every moment. So, John, could you share with us just for a moment here, and then we're going to have Miss Jane share just for a moment. We're going to close in prayer. We're going to invite everybody come on up. Shake. Aren't these chairs comfortable?
Yes, they are.
Should have had these out there in the pew a long time ago, shouldn't we? Yeah. This is good and all that. Yeah. John, you there?
Well, I just want to say I don't know how I can express my love for the church here, because it's unbelievable. And the people here have all been so nice to us. And we're going to miss you so much.
She's not exactly crying type of
you're going to share with these people.
Well, first place, when we came here, my girls, Ruby, Janet, Virginia, oh gosh, don't let me forget anybody, who all, tell me, Ruby,
Nancy,
who all Robin. Came with us?
Nancy and Robin.
Nancy and Robin. We all came as a team, and every one of us agreed that this is where we wanted to be, to let you all know that every one of us, not one of us, disagreed that we wanted to join after we were here for a while. That's a commendation for our dear pastor. I hope the day comes when he realizes what God's called him to do. I listen to two other ministers every Sunday morning, Dr. Charles and other times, to Dr. Charles Stanley and Dr. John Hagee. And he's right up there with them. And that's saying a lot because they're getting ready to prep us for the second coming. I want you all to know that the second coming isn't going to be that far away, although Jesus said nobody knows the hour, not even I. But every single solitary person I have been in this church with, I love. I can't, it's hard to explain. It's like God just says, this is where you're going to go, because I've been to so many churches, my family and I traveled a lot when we were young. My father was a hoisting engineer and built the main highway from Maine to Florida, the number one highway. So we traveled a lot like gypsies, a whole group of engineers and all. But I've been to a lot of churches. I've been to different denominations, all, but none of them, not one single one of them. Pastor, thank you, honey.
It's so great. Good to know I'm your third choice as pastor. It's also good to know that y'all can all be thrown out of churches and groups. That's another good thing. So that's the thing. These folks are just genuine and they're true. And we just wanted to finish our service today, giving you a chance to come up and just say a word. We have the goodies right here on the side. We're going to go in. And we're going to bring them right out in the sanctuary after going, because we don't have enough room there. You come on back out. But if you'll be here, go ahead.
Excuse me, I want to say something. Let's not forget our young man, Matthew.
Yes.
He's a tribute also, honey. Very much so. God led you here. You all got to understand, you're not here for just a fly-by-night thing. I'm
sorry. What I'm going to do is ask you to grab somebody's hand when he started calling fly-by-night. God, most of all, we just ask now that you will keep your hand of safety and mercy upon Jane, upon John, that you will just make their way easy. The travel's just so light. God, when you take them, God, down there in South Carolina, just let them take this wonderful spirit of happiness and joy that they brought to us here at Mount Calvary. So we love them, God, and we just want to keep them in their group with them. Give us safe travel and mercies. Bless the little goodies we're about to receive in your name. Just let us have a wonderful time with fellowship. We ask in Jesus' name and all God's name.